USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The public phase of the House impeachment inquiry begins next week. Republican Senator Ron Johnson from Wisconsin discusses the whistleblower who kicked off the entire inquiry.
The Whistleblower Protection Act is different from the intelligence community. It's one I'm really not dealing with. But again, is it reasonable for an anonymous informant to remain anonymous when you're lodging these kinds of charges against the President of the United States that are going to blow up into an impeachment inquiry? That's not a reasonable expectation on the part of a whistleblower.
Vice President Mike Pence is putting the Trump-Pence ticket in play for next year's New Hampshire presidential primary.
I couldn't be more honest. On behalf of the President of the United States to add his name to the ballot, we look forward to being through the Granite State again and again.
Today, House Democrats released a transcript of the impeachment inquiry testimony from State Department official George Kent. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Fewer Americans are filing claims for unemployment benefits. According to the Labor Department, 211,000 workers filed for first-time jobless claims last week. Americans are asked about their holiday spending habits this year, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the survey's results.
It's an annual survey done by the Conference Board by Nielsen, and this year's indicates that 67% of consumers in America expect to spend the same as last year, while 10% plan on spending more. Last year's average spending was $627. Regardless of how much people spend, there is a shift in how people are making their purchases. More and more people say they're going to be comparison shopping and then waiting until the last minute, hoping for big discounts. 41% are planning on making at least half of their purchases online. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Kentucky voters elected Daniel Cameron to be their next attorney general. Cameron, a Republican, is the first African-American voted individually to a statewide office in Kentucky history. He tells Fox News,
"Well, this was a historic race and a historic election. I'm proud of the history of the Republican Party, and I grew up in Elizabethtown, Kentucky, Hardin County, which is not too far from the birthplace of Abraham Lincoln. And so he's always been someone who has inspired my interest in public service. And so it was a great honor, again, to be elected as the Attorney General last evening. I hope that folks that look like me, regardless, candidly, of their political affiliation, not only look at me and say that, you know, I want to vote for him in the ballot box, but also make the decision that perhaps they want to put their name up for public service and for public office. It has been a great thrill to have the opportunity to run. We started this campaign in January of this year and have spent 10-plus months on the road talking to Kentuckians about what they care about in terms of the Attorney General's office. And it was pretty clear that they wanted somebody that was going to renew the promise of the office as the chief law enforcement office in the Commonwealth of Kentucky, and also be in the position of defending and enforcing the laws that are passed by the General Assembly. So we've got an opportunity to present a new vision and a new face in the AG's office, and I'm excited to be a part of that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.